Greetings, gentle people. We are here. We are live and we are in living color. Let's jump into this week's conversation. Disclaimer, this podcast is not just for gentlemen, but gentlewomen as well. Now that that's out of our way, welcome to a gentleman's conversation.
What's going on, man?
Welcome, gentlemen and gentle ladies, to another podcast episode of A Gentleman's Conversation.
Yes.
This is your boy, Tony Cathy, a.k.a. Miss Cathy's baby boy, a.k.a. Big Brother, a.k.a. Mr. Mathematic, because it's about the calculation. Everything's got to add up. All positives, no negatives, baby. And to my right,
it is the one and only, your big homie, the nighttime comforter, the soother, the understander, and the one you rely on for keeping it real and keeping it right.
Yeah, man.
So, Doc, let's jump into these senses, man. We're not going to get into all of them. We're going to do a hearing, a seeing, and a touch, let's get into the hearing part, man. You were telling me about a group, Slowed Art.
Slowed Art. They are a particular group that I heard, and believe it or not, it was on a TikTok, and the song that I heard was Harley's in Hawaii. It was very interesting, nice, catchy, nice melody. Pretty interesting song. If you haven't heard it, check it out. It's Slowed Art. The single that I heard, I think they have out some more, but the single that really hooked me into their understanding was Harley's in Hawaii.
Wow. And I heard the song as well. It's kind of challenging to say what genre of music they're in, because it's laid back. It's got a nice, I mean, it's almost like a mix of neo slash
pop.
Yeah, man, it's a strange feel to it, but it's got a real nice melody to it. Laid back feel, and I think if you do like those, if you like neo soul,
yeah, it's sort of like the song Watermelon Sugar. I would classify them in the same kind of feel genre, like that. It's a good feel good song. It's nice. It's something that if you want to switch up, if you want to change the what you are normally listening to and you want to venture out, Slowed Art would be something that would enhance your repertoire.
Did that. And then for seeing, man, this, John Wick is going to be released in 23.
Ooh, you talking about 4.
John Wick 4 is going to be released in 23, man, 2023. So if you haven't seen any of the John Wick installments,
out of your cave.
Yeah, if you like action, I suggest you go ahead and jump on these, because there have been 3 so far.
Yes,
right?
Yes, 3. 1, 2, and Parabellum.
Yeah, so it was John Wick, and then John Wick 2.
2.
And then John Wick
3, Parabellum. Yes.
And then the first one is basically sparked off, just to give you a brief synopsis of John Wick is a retired
hitman.
And he falls in love. He goes into retirement. Well, his wife dies, and the last thing that she gave him was a car and a gift of a dog.
A puppy.
It was a puppy. And a most unfortunate event, John's car was stolen from his house, and his dog was killed.
Yes, yes. The people who did it didn't know who he was, and they committed it. And if you get into it and follow the movies, then you'll understand that a man who has blood on his hands, who retired, came out because of the love he had for his wife that succumbed to the illness that she had. And as a result, was pulled back into the world that he decided to leave.
So the second one.
That's the second one is him, the marker that would have stayed unanswered had he remained retired, but was called to him because he chose to come out of retirement.
And if the only way you're going to really understand all this is if
you have to see it.
You have to see it. And then the third one was just...
The third one was the redemption, the killing, the promise, and the understanding of the world that he was a part of.
Yeah. John Wick basically is now the target.
Yes.
And the third one. For reasons that you will understand
once you watch it. Ain't no doubt about it.
And so on 4 is released in 2023. So
fans of the genre, please check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. And then last we're going to talk about is Touch. And yes. I'm gonna flip Touch a little bit. I'm gonna tell you something that I used to do when I was married. When she would get into the shower, especially during the winter, and I don't know what it is. I don't care how nice your house is. The bathroom just always seems to be one of the coldest spots in the house for some reason. It always has a little chill to it. But nonetheless, I would put a towel in the dryer, and I would time it so that right when she gets out, I have that hot towel.
Oh, look at you. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I'm giving that to you all. You can have that. I got a million of them. I'm going to give you that one.
See, that's what you done
Kathy done. Tony Cathy especially.
What you done is brought them up.
Yeah, see that's
grown man stuff, Dad.
Yeah, that's grown man stuff, you know. Touch them in a, you know, in a mental capacity.
In a
heartfelt capacity.
Right.
You know, if you know they got a favorite coffee, have it ready for them, you know, when they get up. And then flip stuff on them. It for the rest of the week or whatever case.
No doubt. Because you know what? The appreciation you have for the person you chose to love and chose to love you will go a lot further than you can imagine when you put forth a different effort to bring about an understanding you all can enjoy.
Copy that. So there's our senses, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
And
we're back. What's up, man?
Man, just slow motion one day at a time, man.
I know that feeling.
Calculate, reevaluate, man, and then estimate, man. Make sure that everything moves at a smooth motion.
And maintain.
Man, I used to love sitting in the center when I was younger, man, and listening to my uncles talk to their friend, and they doing all them slick intros, man. And one guy said, "Man, I'm maintaining.
Because maintaining has an understanding that's so universal. See, you know, it is never questioned what it is you're maintaining, but the fact that you are maintaining says a lot. See, brother say, "I'm maintaining." You don't say, "Well, what is it that you're maintaining?" You know, you just say, "Well, yeah, man, I'm maintaining myself." You know, you're trying to keep the moment real and the understanding vibrant and the reality constant. Because we all of us, are trying to maintain.
Yeah, man.
So hit me.
So, Doc, I got something for you.
All right.
Talking with a friend of mine. Actually, it's my neighbor. He'll be out there washing his car. I'm washing my car, and every now and then, you know, we'll get together, meet in the middle of the yard. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
And get to rapping and talking, and he was like, "Man, Tony, man, let me ask you something." And I was like, "Well, I apologize for smacking It's not my fault. Big Homie has bought these. Are they almonds?
Yes.
They're almonds. They're chocolate covered almonds.
Yes.
I don't know where the chocolate came from.
I can tell you.
With these, they covered these almonds with.
I can tell you. They are an exclusive chocolate covered almond from Costco.
These, I don't know where Costco get these from. Hold on, let me drink something right quick. I apologize. I feel like I'm just smacking on.
It's all good, my brother.
Wash it down with a little long branch.
Yes.
And but these almonds are so good. I'm gonna have to go excuse myself and clean up a little bit. And anybody with the right understanding knows what I mean, because these are so good. You ever had something that you wanted it, and when you got it, it was just like you expected it. Mm. You rolled your eyes back in the back of your head. You know, like if you was really thirsty and you didn't want Kool-Aid, you didn't want a soda, got some water.
Yes.
And it was so refreshing.
Yes.
So good. Or, you know, you
not too cold.
Not too cold.
Not too cold, but just right. Just
or you know
right.
In the morning you get ready to go to your favorite coffee shop.
Yes.
And the person that normally makes it is not there.
Mm.
And a new guy's got to make it. And they make it. And you're thinking in your head, if this fool messes my coffee,
man.
And you get it.
Yes.
And it's delicious.
It's delicious.
And you're like, hey, Brad, good job, buddy.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
Good job, buddy. This joint is so good. These chocolate covered almonds are delicious. What was the name of them, man?
They are just called chocolate covered almonds. They are an exclusive at Costco. It is their brand. That they sell. You can find them there all year round.
Yeah.
And I will obtain us some more.
Yeah, this is an orgasmic palate experience. I'm telling you.
Because it's good milk chocolate. The kind that you don't associate with, like if you got some not so good and some, man, that's just nasty. Because remember them last almonds, right? Those were nasty. Them last things I had in a little bag, they were disgusting. This right here is the makeup, because one should enjoy the experience that it would bring when it is right. You know what I'm saying?
Dig that. Okay, so let me lay this on. So nonetheless, out there talking to my neighbor, and he was like, man, Tony, man, let me holler at you something. And I just wanted to know if I'm being extra or maybe I'm just, you know, not seeing things the right way. So I want to get somebody else's opinion. So he has a his brother. His brother was married once, and the demise of the marriage was mostly because certain expectations were never. Don't shake your head, man. Let me finish. Certain expectations were never expressed, but they were expected to be met. So by the time they were expressed, it was too late. Too much damage had been done. Too many other extra scenarios had presented itself, and it was done. Okay, so but wait, let me hold all that in. So, he says, well, you know, whoever you get, and this is my friend, and we're going to call him D. So D, my neighbor, he tells his brother, he said, this is what I told him, Tony. I said, man, the next wife you get, if you want to get married again, please, lay all that out front, straight up. Let all that out front. So he was like, okay, I get you. So they talking. He meets somebody. He said, take it slow, whatever. So they dated for a year. Well, he comes to D and tells him, hey, man, I think this is it. This is the one, blah, blah, blah. He was like, well, we talked about it. And so he said he went to her, laid it all out. He was like, look, this is my take. My, this is my expectations as it relates to paying bills, as it relates to working, as it relates to jobs, as it relates to, you know, if you decide you don't want to work no more. Laid all that out. This is what I need you to do for me. And he did the same for her. He said, tell me right now, give me all your expectations, because I don't ever want to slip. And then we trip it on each other and it was never put out there. We can't blame one another. Right?
Right.
So it was put all out there.
Yes.
Okay. So they're married for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Now we have a problem. Because that conversation 2 years prior about expectations, everybody agreed and said, yes, absolutely. I can do that. I have no problem with that, blah, yes. blah, blah, blah. And up until that two-year process, up until that two-year milestone right there, everything was good until this. Now, for the ladies that are listening, I know that this is going to be a bit stereotypical, but I want you to maintain and I want you to tether your emotions, and I want you to be emotionally intelligent with this one and just process through this with us, okay? Because since you already know that it, you know, it can, when you hear me express my next thought, you already know that, okay, that's just like a nigga. Let's keep going. Let's move on past that. Uh-huh. Okay, so this is where the issue failed. She came to him and said, we need to talk.
Okay.
And he was like, okay, well, baby, what's going on? Well, I've been trying to think about what I was going to say, how I was going to say it to you. And, you know, when we talked 2 years ago and we sat down at the table and, you know, we talked about expectations and everything. And I said, yes, same thing, but I have a problem. There's just something. I don't like it. I don't want to do it anymore. And he was thinking, you know, okay, is it being responsible for a bill? Is it, you know, you going to certain games with me? You know, you ride my motorcycle with me, whatever. She says, no, I don't like oral sex.
Okay.
not her receiving, which is not an issue. That wasn't an issue. But giving. And okay. So he was upset. So he went and talked to his brother. And so I listened to D and I said, D, is that a deal breaker? He said, not really, no, but she lied.
Okay. See, because I'm trying to.
So, do you feel like, so, do you feel like she lied?
Well, here's the deal.
don't do that to us. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm talking about everybody listening. Don't do that to us. First, answer my question before you take us into the abyss. Do you feel like she lied?
No.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Because she tried it. See,
the but it lie- wasn't based. She didn't during wait, the conversation. Well, she didn't say, "Okay, I'll try it." He asked her, and I asked D. I said, "Give." I said, "I'm trying to understand. What did your brother tell you exactly was asked at the conversation, what was the response?"
I want it just like you want.
He said, "Are you okay with oral sex?" She said, "Yes." Okay, so you are okay with me giving it to you, because they were talking about how they like sex and things of that nature.
Absolutely,
they put it all out there.
Right.
You know, he said, because I don't want you sticking stuff up my butt and you saying, oh, I just, you know, let's talk about that first.
So right.
So they got all that clear.
Right.
And she was like, yeah, cool. Oral sex, I'm cool with that. No problem. She didn't say, I never done it before. She didn't say, this will be my first time trying it. None of that. She just said, yes, okay. I'm cool with it.
Okay.
So do you feel like she lied?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't feel like she lied because of this. She tried it, and I don't know the intensity behind what it is that they were doing when they were engaged in this activity, and it happened for 2 years, and she said, look, I don't like it. I don't like doing it to you, and I know we discussed this, right? And I know that we talked about this, and I know that we put it all out before we engaged in this activity, before we had any, so that there wouldn't be any misunderstandings. So you can't say that I didn't try. You can't say that I just flat out said no. You would have to look at the fact that, okay, I tried it, I done it, and whatever the reasons behind her not wanting to anymore. See, this is a whole understanding unto itself. You know, I don't know the dynamics of what is going on. All I am answering is the fact that it has been performed. I don't like performing it anymore with you. Now, and I don't know if she said also that, okay, because I am not going to do it with you anymore, I don't expect you to do it with me anymore. I don't know the extent to that, that conversation. Right. See, I'm just going off of what was discussed before we started, us going through this for a couple of years, and me coming back to you, telling you that I no longer wish to participate in this particular activity that we were doing. See, and that takes a lot of nuances, because I'm not, you know, as you indicated, this is not something that she had never not done before. This is not something that was new that she was asked to try. She just said that from this point of us discussing it up until now is something I don't want to do with you anymore. Now, if
man, why you make it sound so hard, man? Like, because, I don't want to do this with you anymore.
No. Because people get bogged down. They think that once you get things out, once you get expectations out, this is supposed to be forever. And there is no forever attached to an understanding or an agreement. You know what I'm saying? There is not a forever to this. This is okay, yes, but for anyone, and that's man or woman, to say that now I've done this for a while, because I'll flip it, all right? I'll flip the whole thing. I'm going to her and I tell her, look here, I don't want to eat your coochie no more. I just, you know, for whatever reason, I just don't want to do that no more.
That's such a harsh word, man. Where did that word come from?
Coochie.
You say it with such, just, you sound like you enjoy saying it.
Because I know that sometimes it creates a situation, but the word cunt causes more of a discussion. I just see it coochie, you know, vagina, poontang, whatever you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, what if he came to her and this is something she really liked? Because apparently that was something he may have really liked. If you look at it from that perspective and you say, okay, is our love for each other based on our sex only?
Okay, but that's not.
You said, is it a deal breaker?
Right, but sex is not just about oral sex.
No.
So, and I asked him, this was his response. Mm-hmm. He said, yes, she lied. And I said, and I told him, I said, well,
how did she lie?
Because, and this is where we have to deal with mindset and terminology. And this, I would love to have this discussion with a group of men and women.
Yes,
that can absolutely really
dive into
and see past just how I feel.
Yes,
let's deal with how men think and how women think.
Absolutely.
And so I honestly feel like, yes, it was it's a scenario where she was just in love with this cat and she wanted to make him happy, and she felt like that feeling was reciprocated. He wanted to do the same. So, yes, I can do that. Yes, I mean, because I'm pretty sure anything else he was asking, because he already had experienced marriage. He already done this thing. So he already knew, okay, I need to go ahead and get this out front.
Right.
You know, because I'm dealing with a prize winner.
I do not want No misunderstandings.
No misunderstandings. Right. See, exactly.
See, I don't want them.
Exactly. So I said to D, you felt like she lied. How do you not know that she just didn't have a change of heart, a change of mind? And if that's possible, that's something to talk about. Because we all have said things caught up in the moment. We all have expressed ourselves in a way because we felt like it was something that could be understood between two people. Easy enough, let's move forward.
But I have a question.
Yeah.
How long is a moment?
There's no answer to that.
See, so in the moment I said yes, did that moment lock me in to eternity?
And then that's when you deal with somebody else's understanding.
Exactly. Now, she wants to revisit the situation, came to him straight up and told him, look, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I do not enjoy doing this to you in this manner that we do. And he's like, well, and I'm going to use this word, please, understand. What the hell? What do you mean?
Right.
Oh shit, we talked about this.
Right, and exactly, that's what D said. That's his response.
And since we talked about this, I am under the understanding that this should last as long as I want it to. And that you cannot change your mind, revisit this situation, or discuss it to the point to where I cannot receive this anymore because I didn't spring this on you.
Man, we gotta hurry and finish these interviews and get a female in.
I'm looking at it from what one would say I'm playing the devil's advocate.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking at the situation from a perspective and saying, what if it was flipped? What if he did not want to perform oral sex on her anymore? Could she understand, accept, and move forward because of how I am feeling, even though we discussed this from the start?
Well, I agree to it. I think a woman could. She would
you
be alive.
You agree to it, and now I'm telling you straight up, I don't want to do this no more.
Okay, so let's put the scenario on you. Okay? Same scenario, but it's you. Put yourself in his shoes. She comes to you. Tell you this, you had this conversation, just like the bottom, like we just discussed. It was straight bottom. Hey, no extras, nothing else to fill it up. It was just straight up, straight talk. We gonna stand on it. Hey, this is what I like. Can you do that? Yes. She didn't tell you, I've never done it before. I'll be trying it, or I'll try it for you, Walker. I'll do it. I don't know how long it will last, but if that's something that you like, I'll try it. None of that. She just told you yes. 2 years into the marriage, she comes to you and says, hey, babe, I can't give you head anymore. I don't like it. I really don't like it. Go.
Okay.
Because that's it.
No, it's not it. It is me looking at and evaluating what we have. See, because I can never answer for another man's reality. I can only answer for the reality that I put myself in, looking at the situation as it has been presented, and then trying to give out an understanding based on the information that I have.
Okay, so
putting myself
into it. So you gonna tell her, fine, that's it, and
now,
take that
pressure
off.
What I would say to her is this: okay, well, what is the problem? What is it that displeases you about this? Because I want to understand why you committed yourself for this period of time, and now you are at a point to where you can no longer commit yourself to this.
I mean, she may say that, let's just say she says, I mean, you know what? I mean, it looks like a space worm. You're uncircumcised and it's not attractive for me.
Well, those things right there would create a whole different scenario because you seen it before we got to this point. I'm going to be a little bit kind of put off.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to do that with
me. But I'm going to be a little bit put off if you want to tell me it's something you don't want to look at no more. And you don't want to cram down your throat no more.
See, man, nobody say nothing about cramming nothing down.
Hold up. Because, because see here,
see, y'all brothers, man.
Here is the thing. See, I can only answer the question based on how I would respond to the situation.
Right. So she tells you that, or she said, "I feel nasty when I do it."
Okay.
So what she says that I feel nasty when I do it. Okay. I just don't like it.
So, being me, would say, so if I decided also not to do it with you, then you're going to be cool with that, right?
And then her response is going to be, so you're going to stop doing it with me because I tell you that I don't like it anymore?
Look at it from my point of view, babe, if you would, okay? I'm not trying to punish you.
That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
Homie?
I'm not punishing you because I could say that you're punishing me, but I'm not. See, I'm not laying no guilt on you about you deciding you don't want to do it no more. I'm just saying this to you, that if you have a problem with it and you feel like you can no longer do this, and I decide that I can no longer do this with you as well, then do we move forward from this moment? Do we go beyond this? Now, if you feel like I'm cutting you off because you've cut me off, then we're going to have a problem.
Okay, we'll say it. So let's say this. She comes to you and she says, big homie, you know, I'm done with other sex. I can't do it. I don't like it. I tried it and I love you, but I can't, you know, I just can't. Now, if you don't want to do it to me, I totally understand and it's cool.
Okay.
But I can't do it anymore. So where are you with that?
I'm good.
So you mean to tell me, if she tells you that she doesn't want to do it anymore,
right?
But she still would like it from you, you messed up with that.
I'm going to have a problem.
Oh, man. Come on.
I am going to have a problem.
That is so selfish, man. No.
Wait, she's been sincere. Freeze.
I'm froze, baby. Come on. Because you got to thaw this out. Because that's cold.
Freeze.
That's cold, baby.
Because you get to express how you feel.
Right.
And you want me to accept the expression of your feelings based on the love I have for you.
Exactly.
Now, if I express to you how I feel, then why can't I reciprocate that love from you? See, because if it's going to be a problem, then we got a bigger issue at hand. See, because understanding comes from this point of view. Understanding has always come from this point of view. You can never expect from someone what you cannot expect of yourself.
Big homie, but partner, if you have somebody that you love that sincerely comes to you
absolutely
in all sincerity and says, this is my, I know you expect this, but I can't do this anymore.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Right.
And you say, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So that means that you have no problem anymore with her not giving you oral sex.
She's absolutely.
But if she still wants it from you.
Oh, it ain't finna happen.
It's not.
Ain't gonna happen at all.
You're punishing her.
I am not punishing her
at all. It's tit for tat.
No, it is not.
That is tit for tat. No, how is that not?
I'm gonna tell you how it's not. Because the acceptance I have from you that you no longer want to do this should also be the acceptance you have from me.
But the only reason you're not doing it is because she's not doing it to you.
Okay.
It's not because you don't want to.
Okay. But do I not have rights?
That's got nothing to do with this.
No. What you're saying is this. This is what you're saying. You're saying this. You're saying, I want to enjoy you to the fullest, but I want to limit how you enjoy me. But I want you to be okay with it. I want you to be okay with the limits that I place on how you enjoy me, but I want the fullness from you. You got me fucked up.
No, what I want you to do is have a discussion about where I am.
I'm having one.
And so that means at that point, then the best thing for you to do is say straight up, okay, look, I'm going to be honest with you. If you can't do that for me,
then I'm not going to do that for you. I'm not.
And you expect her to be okay with that?
Why not? She expects me to be okay with it. See, that's what I don't understand about folks, man. I don't get that. I don't understand how you expect something from me that you cannot yourself do.
So
if you can't do
so
this.
So she says she can't, but she's honestly telling you.
Absolutely.
I just can't do it. And it's right. It's a block.
Whatever the reason. It's difficult. Whatever the reason is.
And she may tell you, you know, it you know.
I don't like the way it feels. I don't like the way you cram it. I don't like the way it does. I feel my throat hurts. I feel whatever the reason may be.
Let's say there's a connection to a bad experience.
Oh, no. See, we shouldn't talk about that.
But you can't say that.
Why not?
Because people have relapses all the time.
Okay.
You block stuff in the back of your mind all the time depending upon the traumatic experience that it was. So let's say that.
So what answer do you give me when I say this? Is this going to be a problem for you? If you say no,
yes. And then. What you mean is that.
Because we discussed this from the start.
Right.
Is this going to be a problem for you? No. Now it's a problem. And you want me to accept whatever the reason is that this has become a problem now. And you want me to be okay with it. And you want me to function all right. You want me to be all right. Oh, and you man. Still, you hey, look here, Doc.
So, but what if you actually like giving her oral?
Well.
So you just going to suck that up and not do it?
It's going to be sucked clean up. Now, you're asking me
first of
from
all,
my
you
point
a man.
Of view. Absolutely.
Yes, you first of all, you're a man, and if you like it, you're going to do it.
No.
Period.
No.
I'm sorry. You're going to do it. Whether you get them, whether you know, whether it's,
no.
whether it's a
that right there is
that
a,
adrenaline.
That's
you know,
a falseness.
That celebration out of birthday. You done had two shots in a brew.
No.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you done got your little, you know,
remember
got your knob creak.
Remember, remember what you asked me now. Remember what you asked me. You said, big homie.
You're going to trick yourself, boy. You're going to trick you up in that,
yeah,
boy. You're going to be
and
wake up with a muff on your
rub that thing on my face if you want to. I'm going to look at you like you done lost your damn mind and ask you, hey, what is you doing? What is going on here? How would you feel if I just slapped you across the face with my weenie and then wanted to go in your mouth with it?
Okay, man. So, God.
See what folks got to understand and what people... What people have a problem is this. How can I respect everything about you and your change as we develop in our relationship if you cannot accept about me changes in our relationship? See, you want to look at it as me punishing you because I am not going to participate in this anymore with you. Because I enjoy this from you. I really enjoy this. I have an excellent time. And you got to understand, I don't know the dynamics behind it. See, I am only giving you a glimpse into a situation based on a response that I would deal with if this was me. See, and me speaking like, okay, you don't want to do this no more. And I'm not finna freak out with you. I'm not finna go off on you. I'm finna not talk crazy to you. I'm just not gonna do it with you either. And you say that I am punishing her because she no longer wants to do it with me and my choice not to do it with her because of that fact.
And I mean, what else is that?
Well, let us understand something. If I said to her, based on what you just said, but I like this. But I enjoy this from you. But you are the one for me. And when you do it, it takes me to a place that I love to be.
So is that a deal breaker?
It is a happiness.
Is that a deal breaker for you?
No, it's not a deal breaker.
Okay.
It's not a deal breaker.
So does that mean the birthday presents and the Christmas presents, is that going to change?
No.
So everything else is going to stay the same?
Oh, everything's going to be great. But you ain't going to get from me the understanding that I was getting from you. If you no longer can give it to me.
If you can't get no head, you're not going to give
it
to
me. I don't see why I should. I mean, this is me.
Because she has a block. Because she has a difficulty with that.
But this is what we discussed.
But isn't it your place as her husband, as her lover?
Uh-huh.
To make... Dude, don't look at me like that, man.
Yeah. Tell him.
I need y'all to
tell him.
See this cat. Uh-huh. You know how you look at your. You know how you look when you put that head down. Your eyeballs go up to your eyebrows, and your mouth pops open like he about to say something stupid. That's the look. So, is it not your position to make her feel comfortable in expressing her understanding, whether it is a change, but for you to reciprocate that you will still, I will still be the same.
No.
Even though I understand, and this is, and you have to understand where she is.
Yes, I do.
So what if she says, you know, I thought I could try this, but when I was, you know, 18, I went out with this older guy and, you know, he assaulted me and he made me blah, 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 blah. And
so
for you, and I haven't done that in years. So, and then when I got with you and I'm trying, I begin to have
so
memories of that.
Okay. So,
and it makes it difficult for me.
So here is my response to that. When we talked and I asked you, was this all right with you? That was the time to bring up.
I didn't think about it.
Okay.
I had pushed that in the back of my mind.
Yeah, okay. Well, see, pushing it in the back of your mind does not bring out a good solution for me in my mind now that you're
Big
telling
homie.
Me
oh,
that this does
man.
Not work anymore.
Man, but so basically you're making her, you're telling her you should have been perfect in your response.
No. What I'm telling her is this. You have every right to change your mind.
Right.
You have every right to decide, to augment, to change. And my love for you is the understanding that I extend to you in the changing of your mind and situations. As see, because what you are failing to see is this. This whole thing has to evolve. Because I'm going to tell you what a one-sided love is. I'm going to tell you if I feel like I'm doing more for you than you're doing for me, what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you that if I don't do this, we're going to be headed to a disaster. See, this is the part that everybody leaves out and don't want to discuss. I'm going to tell you that if I'm giving you everything that makes you everything that you want to be, and I feel like I'm being neglected because you no longer wishes to do this anymore, and I'm trying to understand it, I'm going to have a problem. See, and it's going to fester, and it's going to fester, and then I'm going to be like, no, this ain't going to work for me. See, so I am going to do, hear me, okay. I am going to do what okay. would keep us together. See, because if I don't do this,
By penalizing her.
If I don't do this, you can say penalizing, I can say adjusting to the situation that we are now facing.
But you, what you've done is, because you can't get what you want, you feel like the only way to balance that out is to take something from her that she wants.
It's being taken from me. And I don't understand.
But with probable cause.
Okay, whatever the
cause. So what is your cause?
Because it's being taken from me.
Dude, that's what kids do.
I don't care what you want to call it.
Okay,
I don't care.
Come on, big homie. You're deeper than that, man.
No.
Because
you got to understand where I'm coming from, because everybody wants to keep the man at the top. His feelings, his emotions, his understanding, his realities have to be the top. His response has to be the one that is above. His emotions, his state of mind has to be suppressed. He has to suck in, adjust to, maintain, and then keep moving forward. Y'all got me fucked up because that ain't the real world, see? And for too long, men have been asked to set aside how they feel so that they can maintain how someone else feel and keep it moving. No.
Okay, so you don't think that you would create an argument when you say, okay, you know what, sweetie? I get it. Okay, I understand. But I need you to understand that
we're going to cut this out.
Since I can't get that.
No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it like that. What I'm going to say is this. I do not wish to feel one-sided in this. So to eliminate the discomfort that you may have by doing it to me, I am going to stop doing it with you so that we can move from this moment with the understanding that we will no longer do this to each other.
Okay, so then she says, so you don't want to do it to me because you cannot handle doing it to me and not getting it done to you.
You know what?
So when she says that, what's your response?
My response is this.
You need me to repeat it?
You want me to understand why you cannot, and you choose not to understand why I will not. And you're saying that your cannot trumps the fact that I don't have the blockage that you have, that I don't have the stigma that you have, that I don't have the hangups that you have. I don't have what's stopping you from wanting to do this to me. I don't have that problem. And you want to be offended now?
No, it's just a question. It's just a question. She's not even upset. She said, let me understand this. And then she says that.
Because I am trying to keep it from being one-sided, sweetie.
So you're already putting out there that you're going to get agitated.
I'm trying to keep this from being me doing everything that you love and enjoy because I love you, but I have to settle for what you giving me from the love you have for me.
But what if she says she'll substitute it with an awesome type of hand job?
Or no.
What about the grapefruit, like in the movie with the Girls Trip?
No.
I mean, have you seen Girls Trip?
Yes. No.
Grapefruit?
No.
Have you ever done a grapefruit?
An orange. A long time ago. An orange was...
Dude, did that not burn? Orange got a lot of acid. Well, grapefruit's got a lot of acid.
For real? You're going to say that, right? Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
No.
But I couldn't use an orange because the orange would have been too small. So I had
to this was a big orange. I'm not saying that it was a small. It was one of them big ass navels, man. Fuck, it was huge. seriously.
That's right. Represent, pun. I ain't mad at you. That's
serious. Right. It was a big orange. Wasn't one of those tangerines.
That's one of them oranges that come out only during the holidays.
It wasn't, yeah. Wasn't no tangerine. God.
It wasn't.
And then you notice.
It wasn't a cutie.
Wait a minute. You notice something, though. Check this out. Have you ever seen a small grapefruit? Well, I have. Size of an orange. Changes it, doesn't it? But what I'm saying is this, though, man. You present an argument that she is legitimate in the understanding that she has towards what she chooses or wants me to understand moving forward.
Okay.
See, and you saying to me that I, as a man, have to understand where you are, but I am punishing her for getting her to understand where I am when all I am doing is this. I am saving us because I don't want to feel one-sided.
I get that.
I don't want to feel like I'm doing everything for you, but I can't get everything for me. I don't want to feel that way. And I love you, you know, and I want us to work. I want us to be together. So I'm going to fix this. And people don't understand a man's understanding when it comes to how we think. You know, men are fixers. We fix shit. That's what we do. You know, that's how we connect the dots. That's how we maintain. That's how we adjust in the world that we live in. A man that can't fix nothing has no use. We fix shit.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So I got to fix your feelings towards this experience so that my feelings past this experience will allow us to move on. See, I got to move on because I have feelings for you too. I'm not saying I'm discarding you. I'm not saying that I'm throwing you away. I'm saying that I do not want to feel like I am giving you more than what you're giving me. And as a result of that, start doing shit to supplement these feelings that are built up in me because I can't get them from you. I'm going somewhere else because I want somebody. I heard a woman say this, and I'm going to say where I heard it from. She said it on TikTok, and it was brilliant. She said, when you marry a man, you are saying that you can be everything that man wants, desires, and could have in you. Everything. And if you by us having a discussion before we ventured down here, decides that you can no longer be my everything, how can I fix it so that we stay together? I cannot be your damn everything.
I don't think that's true. I don't know who taught her that. Then answer me this one question.
Answer me this one question if you think that is false. Why then do men cheat? Is it because they just feel like they need to go out and be with somebody else? Is it because they are not getting what they feel they should get where they are? Answer me. If a woman could be everything you want in the bedroom, classy in the streets where we out hanging out, huh? Do you see yourself having to go be with somebody else because something is lacking at home?
Of course not.
So then.
I mean, we shouldn't.
So then, the response. I'm just a man. I am a man looking at it from a man's perspective, trying to answer questions from a woman's point of view. I'm trying to answer the question from a woman's point of view and deal with that point of view as being not a deal breaker, but an understanding we develop as we move forward. Not me saying, damn, girl, if you can't do this for me, then it's done. Because I talked to you about this from the beginning. You said it was all right. Now you don't want to do it no more. So we through. See, I'm not doing that. I'm not shutting down on you. I'm just fixing the situation so that we both feel okay about moving forward.
Well, I think that I think there's going to still be a little bit of salt, especially if she enjoys that from you. And I think that would also be something nervous in her spirit, in her, just in her core, coming to you about that. I think that if it's at the 2-year mark, you got a pretty good idea of the individual that you're with, especially if you dated for a year. Sorry about that, bro. Yeah, I eliminate all those. Those got good. But you've got a pretty good idea, and I'm pretty sure she had an idea of what his response was going to be, and may have, and most women would have rehearsed, you know, try to get themselves together.
Absolutely.
Especially if they feel like they know their partner. Okay, I know what they're going to say. I know how they're going to feel. So I need to be ready for this, for this, for this. But if she knows that, okay, I really enjoy oral sex. I do. And so when I tell him this, if he's like, he doesn't want to give it to me, then I'm going to have a problem with that. How am I going to deal with it? So
why would you have a problem with it?
Because she enjoys it.
But what about what I enjoy?
Okay, that is
Are
true.
Are you saying that my enjoyment?
No, listen to me.
Okay.
Listen to me.
Explain yourself.
I'm talking about the variables of contemplation. Mm-hmm. When you have a topic matter that you know is going to be heated, mm-hmm, or can be heated.
Right.
Most women will already be getting smart ones. And if they, especially if they're devoted to trying to understand and keep their relationship,
absolutely,
intact, they're going to line up the variables. They're going to do the pros and the cons. Okay, this conversation, here are going to be the positives. Here are going to be the positive negatives. Now they have to put into play, because you got to be realistic. I have to put into play how I'm going to feel, but I'm also going to have to understand or recognize how he feels. Doesn't mean I have to like it.
Uh-huh.
But I think what's going to happen, this is what I told D, I told him, I said, you know, you can share whatever I'm saying to you with your brother, but here's the deal. And it was very, very close to what you were saying. I told him, I said, if this is not a deal breaker, and you to ask him, is that a deal breaker? And then let him say what he has to say when you go back and talk to him. Because this is what's going to happen. If he can't accept that, and if that's that big of a piece, it's going to cause a problem. And eventually, it's going to be a crack in the foundation of their marriage, and that's going to be an issue. Now, if he can accept that,
And if he wants to put any type of limitations on her because he's not getting that, that could also cause a problem because women calculate, they think, and she's going to, and depending upon what type of woman she is, and she may be able to be like, you know what, hey, look, if you don't want to give it to me because I'm giving it to you, cool. We still got each other. We still good. And, you know, as long as, you know, you can still give me what I need penetration wise, however, we'll be good. I can live without that. I'll be okay. I think that would be easier for a woman than men. Because most brothers that I know, they have a huge preference for them. I even know of maybe about two relationships that were jacked up because that was an issue. One on the male side and one on the female side that just could not be done or wasn't done right. More so that part right there. But I feel like you're looking at a problem either way. If the woman feels like, okay, you're going to cut me off because I'm being honest with you and I'm giving you a legitimate reason as to why, he's going to go back to, yeah, but we talked about this and you said you can do this. And again, she never said it was her first time. She never said anything about that. She never said, you know, I hadn't tried it before or I tried it once or whatever the case may be. And that was Dee's point. He was saying that because she never expressed what her experience was, that misled him.
I mean, I can,
when the conversation started.
I get that. I mean, I can understand. That's why.
So I was like, was she lying or was she misleading? Don't call the chick a liar.
But see, that's why I said what I said. I don't think she lied. Because
I don't think she was lying. No,
I don't think she was lying. I don't think she was lying. I think that she honestly put forth an effort towards the feelings that she has for him and he has for her and came to an honest point. That honesty is this. Look, I have tried this. I've done this. But I do not find the satisfaction in doing this. Okay. So that's why I said what I said. Because people got to understand something. One-sidedness is a killer. That is a killer. You get in your mind, even if you are enjoying it, that you are doing everything that makes your partner satisfied. And let's look at it from a flip side. Let's look at it that she likes doing it to him and he comes to her, right? He says, look, babe, for real though, you know, I thought, you know, I just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? For whatever the reason is, legitimate reasons, he has a very legitimate reason for saying what he is saying. And then she says to him, okay, all right, but I'm not going to do it to you anymore. And he says to her, well, why not? And she says to him, honestly, because I do not want to put myself in a situation where I feel like I'm doing more for you and you're doing less for me and we're trying to have a relationship together.
Let's see, that's where I think that's, for me, I think it should be, it's deeper than that. I'm a giver though.
But see, you say that because you look at the situation, right? And you would say, okay, let me ask you, Kathy's baby boy.
Dude, why you got to bring my mama's name into this?
I'm just going to ask you. Sex, man. I'm just asking you. But don't get all bent. Understand. I'm asking you. Do you, faced with this same situation, how would you respond?
And with that, we're out.
That's some bull right there. That's some straight BS, man. And I'll let you end it. I will let you.
Okay, we'll talk. Okay, so I'm gonna tell you. I mean, really, and you probably don't believe me, man.
I wouldn't be messed up with it.
Okay,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't be messed up with it because I feel like what it all boils down to is a preference. And are you gonna let a preference supersede or navigate or control the rest of your sexual experiences, or even just the level of balance and peace in your marriage? Are you going to let a preference, you know, just recale through all that versus just some patience and understanding?
Okay. So
that's
your response.
That's
right?
My response.
Okay. So you're saying that you would continue and you would not feel that it is one-sided.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay,
I honestly wouldn't.
See, there you go. And that's the understanding that should be pointed out. See, I am not that guy.
Obviously, you are not,
I am not that guy. Because I'm looking at it from that point of view of moving forward, too. Now, I didn't say a deal breaker. See, notice, nothing in my conversation said we are through. I can't deal with that. I don't want to be with you no more, because we discussed it from the beginning. Right. And you decided that now that you've been doing this for a while, you don't want to do it no more. That was not in my conversation. My conversation adjusted it so that I could deal with it. See, and individuality
right,
helps us assess who we are when we face things that we like, love, don't like, and
right.
And have a total problem with.
Okay.
See, that's individuality. And when you with someone, y'all's individuality has to merit the understanding of what y'all want, what y'all desire, and what y'all hope to be with each other. And the changes that I made in my scenario of facing it would be the solution that would help me move forward still being with you.
So how does it help her?
By understanding this, I am not going to put this situation on you because it causes you distress. Because it causes you discomfort, because you do not enjoy this, and it is an imbalance. But at the same token, I don't want to feel like I am being used, manipulated, and giving more to you than you are giving to me.
Wow.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Because, see, if I had never had this discussion.
That's strong words,
man. Oh, I know it is. Because if I had never had this discussion with you, and you ain't never had this discussion with me, then what would be the merits of me having a problem with you deciding that you don't want to do this no more? I wouldn't have a leg to stand on, because this ain't something we discussed. This ain't something we talked about. This ain't something we hashed out before we even started. This is a realization that we are facing right now. See, but the dynamics changed when the discussion before we engaged in activities, our love for one another, our building of the relationship that we had, and the discussions that we brought to the table before we started this journey. See.
Okay, so what do you think made her say yes in the beginning?
I can't really answer that.
Yeah, yes, you can. Just give me a synopsis, okay, of the possible understandings of it.
Well, okay, I would say I love you. You love me. And I don't have a problem with that, loving you. And you don't have a problem with that, loving me. And we are going to build something because that's what we want to do. Now, I'm finna throw a curve in this.
Okay.
Here's the curve. See, I know what we talked about when we first got together. but all you seem to want to do is shove it in my mouth and make me gag, and you don't want to do nothing else. That changes the whole dynamics. See the situation.
Yeah.
We don't know the we don't know the circumstances.
There's a whole lot of other variables that we
see. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
We don't know.
Even still, this does create a, even and then sometimes with the missing variables for just a conversation, it does make it interesting.
It does, because the missing variables is the complete understanding that we cannot convey.
And he could be a choke gagger. He could be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
One of those guys that lose their minds and
that's what I'm saying.
Calling out her name and all this kind of stuff. And
I don't know.
And it makes her feel less than.
But what I can say is this. This is what I can say. She experienced some of this before they got married. And then they talked about it. And then discussed it some more. It wasn't a spring out on her, you know, because because I'm going to point this out. This is what you said. You said at no time did she say this was her first. She ain't never done this before or any of that. See,
right.
See, and if I take that into consideration as being the understanding that was presented before we got into this, then, hey. Look, we will never know all the ins and outs. And this is a gentleman's conversation. So what we are doing is this. This is my thoughts. Those are your thoughts. And with that,
we out.
We out.